Iran's foreign minister says the country's enrichment right is enshrined in the deal reached with the P5+1 group in Geneva. Mohammad Javad Zarif added that all parties involved in the agreement should be realistic. He made the remarks upon returning home after 4 days of intensive talks. Top Russian lawmaker Alexei Pushkov has called Israel's opposition to Iran's nuclear deal unrealistic. The chairman of the State Duma's International Affairs Committee says Iran cannot be denied of its nuclear energy rights. Tel Aviv has called the deal between Iran and the P5+1 a historic mistake. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has thanked Iran's negotiating team for its achievements in Geneva. Ayatollah Khamenei said the deal reached between Iran and the P5+1 group lays the groundwork for further action. He said the achievement was made thanks to the prayers of the Iranian nation. Head of the Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Iran will limit the level of enrichment voluntarily for a 6-month period under the Geneva deal. Ali Akbar Salehi insisted that none of Iran's nuclear activities will be brought to a halt at Natanz, Fordo enrichment facilities, and the Arak heavy water reactor. Israeli settlers and extremists have once again stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in the presence of Israeli soldiers. Recently, groups of settlers, often accompanied by Israeli troops, have repeatedly entered the complex. The frequent violations anger Palestinians and occasionally lead to violent clashes inside the mosque compound. The Syrian army continues to fight foreign-backed insurgents near Al-Naqarin in the suburbs of the southern city of Aleppo. Troops also killed all militants in Tal al-Zarzur neighborhood and confiscated a warehouse. Last week, army units secured the Al-Dawarine town east of Nayrab Airport in Aleppo. A specialized research group says over 11,000 children have died in Syria, in Syria's violence, that is. The Oxford research group says nearly 130 children were killed in August's chemical attack near Damascus. Hundreds more were targeted by snipers or executed. Damascus has repeatedly blamed the bloodshed on foreign-backed militants. Egyptian students have protested outside Cairo University against military-backed rulers. The rally aimed to mark 100 days after a deadly crackdown on sit-ins in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Large numbers of people have been killed at the hands of troops since Morsi's overthrow in July.